Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU, along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
And we were just reading the statistic that said the thing that couples fight about for the first 10 years of the marriage, like the most common thing that they're fighting about, is what to name their children. Beth, you could relate to this?
I sure can. My husband and I argued for the first 9 months. It was 9 months long. We both agreed on a girl's name, but could not agree on a boy's name. I loved the name Zachary, Michael, you know, all those. And he always came up with a reason not to like them.
So what did you end up having?
We ended up having a boy. And of course, you know, that was almost 27 years ago. And he, my husband's name was John. So we finally agreed to Jonathan. And because I said to him, as long as we call him Jonathan, I'll be fine with it, because I hated that whole Big John, Little John. John too.
You just can't get away from it, though.
I know. But you know what? To this day, the family and I still call him Jonathan. His friends call him John, but to my friends and family and the adults in the world, he's Jonathan.
He's Jonathan.
Are Zachary, Michael his middle names?
Actually, no. We went with, I was going to give him his dad's middle name, which was Peter, but he didn't like that, so I gave him Philip. So he has all of his dad's initials.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that worked out. Yeah.
I did get my way the second time around, and I got my Michael. So,
good. Everybody
there
wins.
There you go. Everybody wins. Great, Beth.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
you for calling up.
Thank you. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you, Beth. Dave, there's somebody on hold right now who has a story that seems unreal about her name. Right, so we're going to hear that right after Jason Aldean.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show. 215-263-6700 is the number to join.
And this is ridiculous. We were just talking about names. And Jen, why don't you, I mean, should we even call you Jen? Jennifer? Just tell us your story.
My name, actually, I was born with a different name. My mom named me after one of her seven brothers, and I changed it as I was older. So my birth certificate says Calvin Lee.
Your mom named you after one of her brothers?
Yes, because she forgot to include them in the wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
This is a thing. So what's on your birth certificate?
Calvin Lee.
Calvin Lee.
So how long?
With a K instead of a C.
Oh, okay. How long were you Calvin Lee before you changed it?
My best friend when I was little, I guess when I first started first grade. Back then it was legal to change it for free.
First grade, you were like, Mom, I've had it with this name. You're going to call me Jennifer from now on.
And what's funny is in high school, everyone loved it because there were so many Jens on the softball team. They all called me Callie.
So what does Uncle Calvin think of the name change?
He has long passed, so I don't think he's too upset about that right now. But it is still my middle name. So,
Wow. So, I mean, now that you're an adult, are you glad that you did what you did?
Yes, I am.
I've never in my life heard of that.
I know. Well, I worked with a woman. I don't remember what her original name was, but she changed it to just the initial L. Just L.
That's what she changed her name to.
Not E-L-L-E, just L.
Easy to get stuff monogrammed, I guess.
I know. I mean, it's a thing. But I can't imagine that it can't happen often, right?
No. I mean, I've never heard of it.
There can't possibly be anyone else listening.
I don't know. Let us know. 215-263-6700.
Way up. Way go.
The Andy Summers Show. 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Every morning.
92.5 XTU.
This is the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU, talking about changing baby names. Who knew that this was such a thing that's going on with everyone?
The phones are going crazy right now. Diane, tell us your story.
My granddaughter was born, and my son and daughter-in-law couldn't agree on names, so they named her Jillian. My daughter-in-law absolutely hated it. When her birth certificate came, she crossed out the J, put an L, sent it back, and said they misspelled it. And for 3 weeks, she was Jillian, and then she changed it to Lillian.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
Are they happy with Lillian?
Oh, yeah. And I can't even imagine this little girl. She's 12 now, but I can't imagine her being Jillian. She's definitely Lily.
Well.
Oh, that's great. It worked out. Mom knows best, right?
Yes, they did.
Awesome. Thanks, Diane.
All right, love you. Love your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Amanda. What is your baby name story?
Hi. So when I was, before I was born, my parents came up with a name for me, even though they didn't know if they were having a girl or a boy. So they came up with two, and it was supposed to be Amy Kristen. And everyone knew the name. My mom told every single person around that Amy Kristen was the name of the little girl that she was going to have. And I was born before my dad got in. He was still parking the car, and he came in. He goes, Amy Kristen. And my mom goes, Amanda Grace. And she completely changed my name without my dad even knowing.
It's such a mom thing to do. Right?
It's awesome. But the funny thing is I get called Amy all the time. And I'm like, my name's not Amy. Like, that's not
what
they chose.
Like people knew. Yeah, that's so funny.
It's dad's fault for taking so darn long to park the car.
Exactly. Well, I was only born in 4 minutes, so.
Whoa! Now that's the big part of the story.
Yeah.
Amanda, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amanda. 92.5 XTU. Good morning, Tammy. We're talking about baby names. What's your story?
I was 8.5 months pregnant. We knew we were having a girl with our third baby. I did the breast cancer walk for a coworker. While I was 8.5 months pregnant.
Wow.
And I fell doing the breast cancer walk and broke my ankle. So we decided to name the baby Fallon because it spelled fall on.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. I love the name Fallon though. And it has a great story.
It has a great story. She doesn't like when I tell the story, but it is a great story.
That's funny. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. Have a good day. Love you. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you, love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.